FM4.
6 o'clock in the headlines this morning. Biden authorizes Ukraine to strike inside Russia with U.S. missiles. And Nordic countries advise citizens on how to survive war. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM Fear News. Morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Stuart. President Joe Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike deeper inside Russia. The decision comes as the Russian President Vladimir Putin positions North Korean troops along Ukraine's northern border to try to reclaim hundreds of miles of territory seized by Ukrainian forces. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Ukraine doesn't have many of these long-range missiles, so they'll likely have to pick their targets wisely, things like oil depots, stocks of munitions, missile launchers and such. Here's the other thing. Great Britain and France also have these long-range missiles, and they were prevented from using them because they have U.S. components, and the Biden administration had to give its approval. So, you know, we could see those countries now get the go-ahead from the U.S.
Due to the worsening security situation following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, as of today, millions of Swedish households will start receiving copies of an updated booklet advising the population on how to prepare and cope in the event of war or other unexpected crises. The booklet, titled If Crisis or War Comes, states that Swedes must be able to survive on their own without assistance from the rest of society for a week. Neighbouring Finland is today also launching an extensive online service compiling preparedness-related information on how citizens should prepare also for crisis. And Norwegians recently received a pamphlet with advice on self-preparedness for emergencies. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has confirmed that the group's chief spokesman, Mohammed Afif, was killed on Sunday in an Israeli strike in central Beirut. It was the largest target. It's been the largest targeted killing of a senior Hezbollah official and came as Lebanese officials considered a United States-led ceasefire proposal. And the Times newspaper has reported that the UK government is believed to be in talks with Turkey, Vietnam and officials in the Kurdistan region of Iraq about possible payments to help stem the flow of migrants from these countries heading for Britain. It said the Interior Minister Yvette Cooper was understood to be in discussions with a number of governments about cooperation and security agreements that could be concluded before the end of the year. A look now at the weather. Some rain on the north side of the Alps and in the east with strong westerly winds. Elsewhere cloudy with the occasional sunny spell, and temperatures will range from 2 to 12 degrees.
Good morning. Where we at?
Good morning. This is
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
Radio FM Fear.
Yep, that is right. It's a Monday morning, Motivation Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready to go. I'm Stuart Freeman.
And I'm Daria Ahmed.
Yeah, and welcome to our morning show. And in the words of Damien Gong Marley, welcome to Jamrock.
Out in the street, they call it bird.